Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Feb and Nick are brought to you by Burbank Homes. Find out about their big bonus promotion for title landholders and save up to 18K on your new home. Head to burbank.com.au. TNCs apply.
101, this is the Fox. Speaking of a mate, a good mate of mine, Bart, he was up in Queensland last weekend and he called me. He was at the gym. And I said, you don't have a gym membership. He lives here in Melbourne. I said, you've got a gym membership for a gym here in Melbourne, but there's not one in Queensland. And he said, mate, I'll never pay for the gym when I'm away. And I said, how is that possible? And he just, anywhere he goes, he's a comedian, he's on the road a lot, goes into a town, goes to the gym, free 7-day trial. Fake name, fake email. But he has to remember his name each time. Because at this one, he said his name was Bert. Pretty easy. But he'll walk in and they're like, hey, Bert. And he's like, hey, guys. He always tells them he doesn't work out. But then he'll go and squat like 150 kilos. They're like, man, you're going to hurt yourself. He's like, I'm just having a go. They know they've been stitched up. But he's never paid for the gym. I find it fascinating. I couldn't do it. Yeah. I'd freak out. But just.
So if he goes back to the same town, does he then have to pick a different gym? Got it. Oh. Wow. Yeah.
It's not a one-gym town,
that's
old Brisbane.
That's a real, like, loophole. Like, he's figured out a way to get something for free.
Free. I've got some, like, I know mates that all every time, you know, Woolies handing out the, they'll just go hard on that.
Or the food.
Almost a meal worth.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is
crazy.
Yeah. I never like that stuff that much.
Mm. See,
that's why it's out.
I love, because I don't have the energy and I'm too lazy to actually find out how to get the free stuff. Because I used to, when I worked at the ATO, I worked with a friend.
Pardon?
What?
Back when I was at the ATO.
Yeah. Hold on. No. That's a big gap in your life I've never heard of. Oh, I thought it went Nanny, 3RRR in Tyrelgan.
Yeah, no.
Sunrise, bang, just in the middle. I was chasing tax debts.
Yeah,
pardon?
That's right.
Based on what?
I was working, nothing. I was in the call centre and they gave me a 2-week course where I had to get up to speed with tax. It was when the GST.
2 weeks?
Yeah, GST came in. It was
most
like
business owners didn't
know. 2000.
Yeah.
And no one knew anything. And I was on the call centre. I've got lots of stories. Fev knows them. I didn't really answer any questions.
The
I just
ATO
put people on hold
great
and then leave them there for a few minutes because that would they monitor and then I would disconnect the call. So it looked like I dealt with a call quickly and I kept getting like a gold star. Anyway, I was just disconnecting
good
calls.
Good people there, the ATO. Great
ATO are fabulous now great that I'm out of it. Yeah, but when I was there, I worked with a girlfriend, Catherine. I still know Catherine today. She's wonderful. Catherine, actually, she may still live in Craigieburn. She was in Craigieburn at the time. Anyway, she...
We don't want anyone from the ATO going to Craigieburn.
She would always get those magazines. You know, like the That's Life magazine. Yeah. She was always winning stuff in those magazines because it would be like, write an essay. And she was a great writer. She'd just write essays and they'd just send her money. Like figured out how to work all the coupons and just kept getting free cash from magazines.
And you probably figure one of those comps, nobody's going in
entering.
On it.
Nah.
So you're the only one entering.
Small percentage.
And at the magazines,
pool.
They'd go, oh, here's Catherine again, prize pig, wants all our money.
Prize pig, what's that?
That would be what they would think she was because she kept entering for the money. But 131060, does anyone else know of any easy ways of getting money, like loopholes or free stuff? How to get free stuff?
How do you get free stuff?
Let's help each other out.
Back up the truck.
You'd have to be an AFL player.
Over 600 AFL goals.
Help each other out this morning, Melbourne, 131060. How do you get free stuff?
Caitlin in Maribyrnong. Hey, Caitlin.
No one will know who he is.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good, Caitlin. What are you getting for free? What's a good scam?
So I'll make multiple accounts to get free or discounted things on like online shopping and stuff.
Oh, so you make just new accounts?
Yeah, every time. I've got like 10 different emails for it.
So what happens if you make a new account, they offer you free stuff because you're new?
Yeah. It'll be like 40% off or buy one, get one free, or they'll send you little like tidbits for free.
Well, our producer, Renee, told me something before. Similar vibe, but Renee is social media guru. Mm. What do you do, Renee?
So I actually, if I want a discount on a product, you go into their tag photos and find an influencer that is an ambassador and there'll be a code there and I'll never pay full price because of that.
You just do your code.
So you go on the company's Instagram page, go to the photos the company's tagged in, find an influencer.
Again, and back to you, Caitlin, what you like creating accounts, different email addresses, it requires you not to be lazy. Because I struggle to keep up with my own passwords and usernames, let alone all the fake ones I'd have to have.
You can get 40% off every plate if you put my Vivola in.
Oh, that's
Foxy.
Right, of you course. Thank you. Oh, there's free stuff everywhere free if you look hard enough. Mate. Thank you, Caitlin. Steph in Croydon. Hi, Steph.
Morning.
Steph, what have you done or how have you figured out to get free stuff?
I've got multiple examples, but it's all based on being a little bit dodgy. So, for example, with your banking app, if there's ever a time when you're unable to log on due to either a network outage or a planned outage, I end up calling the bank and complaining and just saying, like, it's not good enough. And they just say, what do you want? And I just say, I want $100 credit into my account, and they do it.
Wow.
On Saturday, Steph, I went to the bakery, and I get there at like 6:45, and I went to transfer some money from my Combank.
Yep, I've done that before.
Into my other, and it was shut down till 8:00 for maintenance. So and the Philippas don't take cash. So I was like, I can't pay because my
toothless with no shoes.
Yeah, I had no tooth in as well.
Begging so for money.
Oh man,
for
I was talking. And I was like, this is embarrassing. So you just ring up and get free cash.
Yeah, and especially because we're like a cashless society now. You turn it on and you just say like, I had to call my partner. They had to come down and pay with their card. Anyway, I've got multiple examples.
Because how many goes do you get at that? Because they write notes on it. You know when you speak to something like, well, I've actually got here, you rang on this date and said that. Yeah. So you wouldn't get many cracks at
three months,
one, would you?
But then you'd
3 months.
Yeah, probably once every 3 months. Okay. And then I do it on my partner's phone.
Awesome.
But then you say, well, if it does cut out, like I was saying for the maintenance or whatever, say, well, stop doing maintenance on the thing, wouldn't you?
And especially at peak times, I guess. Yeah. I mean, like, I just twist the truth. There's heaps of other examples. Like, I bought something from a major bedding retailer, and I paid like a lot of money for it. And there was a tiny little green mark. It was on a bed head, and you couldn't even see it when it was all put together.
How do you see it?
What weird lights are you putting this thing under?
I was unboxing it, and I contacted them, and they said, "What do you want?" I said, "I want a $150 voucher." Because I wanted to buy some bedding for the bed, and they just gave it to me.
You're a real little scammer.
Steph.
Yeah.
I know, I'm sort of really conflicted here because we did ask for these calls, and yet I don't know whether they're right. Yeah. I'm not sure if you should be endorsing this kind of stuff. You are admitting, though, it's wrong, though, aren't you, Steph? You know it's a bit dodgy.
I mean, I still, like, show them the photos and, like, my receipt and purchase and things like that. Like, I screenshot the bank message. But
I like it.
They don't need to know how much it didn't impact me.
Yeah.
She's going to call back and get free Ed Sheeran tickets off Leon.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, Ryan Gosling is heading to Australia.
Yeah.
Ladies. Oh, he's taken Eva Mendes. I think they're still together. But he's going to be living here for a year. They're filming a big budget Hollywood movie, The Fall Guy. And this got me excited because, do you remember? No, Nick, you won't. Fev, Matt, the original series, The Fall Guy?
Well, I can't help you there.
Here we go.
Good song, though. But I've been seen with Barrow. Is this The Gambler?
Do you know what? Sounds like it, doesn't it? This was a great show. The funny thing is, I was going to say, I remember it from when I was about 5 in prep.
My mum watched yet.
It. Yeah, that's what I mean. But there were repeats. I think there's been repeats on Foxtel, maybe even. But The Fall Guy, it was because that was Lee Majors, the $6 million man. Mm. And everyone loved the $6 million man, but I loved him from The Fall Guy.
I've never seen the $6 million man either.
Yeah.
What's the
$6 million man?
That doesn't mean anything to you.
But can you do it again? Is that the crazy frog?
So when he'd run, because he was made of.
The woman of 1,000 sounds.
1360. If anybody actually watched the $6 Million Man, but he was made of
a TV series or a movie?
It was a TV series. Yeah. He was a bionic man. I never watched it. My brothers watched it. When they did him in action, it would be slow motion, and the sound effects would go.
No,
action.
Ooh, wow.
There we go. So I'm looking for
$6 million man, not worth as much now, is it?
No, no.
You know what I mean?
Back
it's a couple
then.
Of townhouses. in
Richmond. Hasn't ever let me watch much shows. I was a poor kid.
Fev, didn't you sneak up Simpsons? Though?
All I was allowed to watch was Home and Away. I've caught up. I watch TV a lot.
Don't you remember though? Because I used to do this. You know when you'd like sneak, your parents would be watching the telly and you just sneak up and sit behind the couch and go, they won't even know I'm here and I'll watch The Love Boat or Dynasty.
No, I used to always just listen to the radio and I don't really listen to, I'm not really a music person. But what was it, the top 40?
Barry Bissell.
Barry, yeah, and used to always like, stay asleep to the number one, and it was the sick.
That's really cute. Yeah. I just can't imagine that little Brendan Favola lying in bed doing the right thing.
With my little like a ghetto blaster sort of style.
Really?
Yeah, well, I wasn't really allowed to do much. I was always grounded, bro.
Hey, guys, we got that sound effect of the $6 million man.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That didn't go. You were way off.
1019, The Fox.
Picked up Charlie from kinder the other day. He's in 3-year-old kinder now. Well, first of all, Fev, I've got to apologise to you. Yesterday you were talking about packing Toby's lunch.
Chef, yeah.
Right, and there's a chef there, but it's because I found out because it's a childcare/kindergarten.
Yeah.
But from next year when he goes to big kinder,
yeah, you're
packing lunch.
Packing your own lunch.
Spewing. But picked up Charlie. He's in the car and he said, "Hey, Daddy, you know we make fun of each other. It's funny. So what we do is Charlie and I have a game and we just see how long it can go for. I'll say, 'Hey, Charlie, I called the cops.'" And the cops called me, Charlie, and they said, "You have the stinkiest bum in Melbourne." And he'll say, "What?" "The cops called me, Daddy, and they said your farts are the worst farts in Australia." And it just keeps going. Aliens call. They go, "We can smell your farts from space."
Poo-poo pumpkin
just
head.
Keeps going, right? Stinky farts. And he said, "You know, Daddy, when we call each other stinky fart bum, it's funny." I said, "Yeah." He said, "Not funny at kinder."
Oh.
I went, "Oh, what's happened?"
Best.
He shattered in the backseat. I go, "What happened?" He said, "I do those jokes at kinder. Not funny. I got in trouble."
Oh, no.
And
what
I said,
happened?
"Who did you call a stinky fart bum?" And he said, "Everyone." It's like Oprah giving out cars. "You're a stinky bum. Peach is a stinky bum. Felix is a stinky bum."
He's, and no one's
he's lit everyone up. No one cares.
Oh, shout out to
keep
Charlie.
Doing it.
What a legend. Shout out to him if he's listening right now. Elton John, Dua Lipa.
See you
this tomorrow. Is Melbourne's 1019, The Fox.
Remember about this time last week I was telling you the drama I had trying to buy tickets online?
Mm.
And that was to Moulin Rouge next September. That's like 17 months away. And I'd booked them on the wrong night and then tried to, anyway, it was all, and then double booked because I went and booked them on the right day. And
cost you a fortune.
Cost me a fortune. Mind you, I did the update on that though. Alan from Ticketek, he contacted me and they've reimbursed my money. So I really appreciate that, Ticketek.
How good's Ticketek?
They sent the squad over. Bloody Ant Middleton kicked the window in.
She went over to James Costa, sent the audio to Ticketek.
No, I didn't do anything.
Give her the money back, yeah?
Ticketek were onto her and said, "What else do you need?"
I emailed them and they got back to me and we rectified it.
Fees in Moulin Rouge.
She's in Harry Potter this tomorrow night.
Anyway, I have to stay away from online booking and I don't know what this is. And I need to go old school. I need to go back to box offices just where you walk up to somebody, a human, and you ask for something and they give it to you. Because I did it again. I had to go online. So Trixie's got her stage school production coming up again. And you might recall...
last year there was an issue with it and you made Leon.
Yeah, Leon.
Our producer.
Well, because the tickets go on sale at like 9 a.m., which is difficult.
There can't be that many people wanting to see a school production.
No, it's backed
it's
up, man.
Nuts.
Even Carrie, she did the same thing, didn't she? You guys were trying to get the same.
Yep.
Were we? Oh, maybe because was Ollie doing stage school? That was a few years ago.
And you were lining up, like everyone was like frantic.
Oh, no, it's crazy.
How big's the theatre?
It's at the National Theatre in St Kilda.
That's like an 800-seater, isn't it?
Yeah.
How many kids are in the production?
Well, they do lots of them. So they do them every day of the week. So
you should do a stand-up, man.
I have done stand-up there.
800 people.
The stage school's all around Melbourne, so it's people from all over Melbourne. And a shout-out to any other stage school parents who go through the drama I go through. So
lucky
ticket time.
My kids are nuffies.
Anyway, tickets went on sale. at 11 a.m. on Monday, and I went, oh, I was at Kinder Ballet with Daisy, and I actually said to Alex, the Kinder Ballet instructor, I said, now at about 5 to 11, I'm going to get very distracted. I've got to jump on my phone and order some tickets. I mean, you'd think they were Harry Styles tickets. Like, I'm like, I've got to do this. Anyway, I jumped on. He wanted to log on. That already got me. I'm like, I don't know what my login is. And then it was I didn't have that ready. So then I was on at 4 minutes past 11.
And there were 800 tickets left.
No, wait for it. I was in a queue. I was the 38th person in the queue, but it said you've got about 2 minutes. I got through, and then I just went, click, tickets, 5, yep, bang, got it, put through my credit card details. And then they sent the email. And
you booked for Luna Park instead. Wrong place in St Kilda.
No, I booked for the wrong production. I needed to make it a Friday matinee because my daughter's 9, but I'd booked a Tuesday 7:30 session.
Same day.
Not my kid.
How do you do this?
I don't know.
You'll need a 6th ticket now because Trixie has to come.
Can you please book me six tickets to Sorrento? In Italy. That'd be great. Just
never get me to book anything.
I'd love you to do that for me, please.
And then I rang, but it took me.
Panic overcomes you. Like,
I don't know.
Why don't you just get Pearl to do it?
I madly click buttons and then I go, I've done it. But the worst thing was, that was a Monday at 11. So yesterday afternoon, I was just doing my diary because I'm a good mum. I'm updating all my diary and I went, Tuesday. I'm going to double check. That doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
And then I realised it was the wrong day. And then I rang and they were lovely. They've helped me out and got me the right tickets. But like, we're right up the back on the side. I'm never going to see it. It's a disaster.
I was
38th in queue. I should be up the front.
How many times is she doing it? Once?
Just the once.
Oh.
And mind you, she hasn't turned up to many rehearsals. It might not be.
She might even be the tree. She might be the tree.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
This was a bit of fun. We did it last week and we got so many calls and it's great to learn more things about your city. This is where we live. We love our state, Victoria, our city, Melbourne. And we talked about local legends because our producer, our executive producer, DJ Shergs, Leon, he lives in the Collingwood Fitzroy area and he was telling us about this guy that walks around with a giant paper mache carrot. Which is just interesting.
I've never seen this bloke.
I know.
I just thought DJ Shergs had come out of the lame duck, maybe a bit late.
He's
seen a few things.
He's got a Facebook page and some of these, like the wizard. We heard about the wizard.
He's got a Facebook page. I had a look at it.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Well, look, 131060, we want to hear about more local legends, but here were some of the ones we heard the other day.
I used to work at South End Shopping Centre. The headphones guys.
Yeah.
You know him? Yeah. Running up and down all through the shopping centre.
The Spider-Man who goes fittingly as Peter Parker. He started in COVID, actually, to help out the kids and just bring a bit of light to the area.
Yeah.
So he runs around and does his exercise in a Spider-Man costume.
He's up in Belgrave and there's a guy that's been walking around for years dressed as a wizard. He dresses like a cloak and he's got a stick with like a ball on the top that he's created.
I love that. Mm. I also love that Spider-Man in Croydon Hills because it's fun. Realising a bit fun to run around as Spider-Man. 131060, share any other local legends we should know about. Elias in Greensboro. Hi, Elias.
Good morning. How are we?
Good morning. What's a local legend you know about?
So when I was living in South Morang, in the water park down towards Whittlesea, if you went down that way, so between South Morang and Whittlesea on Plenty Road, there was a guy who I'm not sure if he still does, but he runs up and down in a cow costume. So it's like a cow onesie. And
in all fours?
No, not in all fours. What it was, I think it just started out as just like a novelty thing, but he was running for raise funds for childhood cancer.
Aww.
And just become like something. And I know they did an article, so he is well known. But yeah, he just kept doing it, and you would go down and just beep, and he'd wave, and he'd be running in his cow onesie.
The running cow man.
Yeah,
I don't like running, but imagine running in a onesie, man.
That's what
like
I mean.
Bikram running.
It's a weird flex.
Wow.
To run in a costume, because it makes it so much harder.
But it sounds like this must get addictive. Because even with the Spider-Man in Croydon Hills, the minute you start doing something that people, it's like fame maybe.
Yeah.
You start to get recognition and then they're like, I want to keep doing this. Mm. So even though he probably wants to pass out because he's hot in his cow suit.
Keep going.
Thanks, Elias. Tamika in South Morang. Hey, Tamika.
Hi there. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Tamika. Did you ever see that running cow man?
No, I didn't actually. That's a new one.
Mm. Well, who's getting around South Morang we should know about?
So in South Morang Mill Park, we see a man that we call the walking man. And so rain, hail or shine, he walks, no top and no shoes on.
Is his name Josiah? Does he have long hair?
Gold chained?
He actually does have long hair, believe it or not.
Is it you?
Yeah, it might be.
No top and no shoes.
Yeah, no matter what the weather, and we always give him a toot and he gives us a wave. So, yeah, no shoes, no top, just walks the street of Mill Park and South Marine.
No shoes.
Leon?
We've had like 4 calls about this guy and a few people call him Tarzan as well.
Yeah. Right.
He's given real shadow boxing at the traffic light vibes off. I don't know if I'd be the walking man.
I don't know. I'm all right with a no top, but no shoes, man.
Imagine the soles of his feet.
God.
Do you often think this? No, do you know what? This is a separate thought, but you know, occasionally when you go outside or you don't have shoes on and prickles and like a little pebble or something, you freak out. Do you ever imagine what it was like thousands of years ago? Like, how did humans get by without shoes? Like, what? How did we do that? Because I can't walk out the front yard
without. I've got real soft feet.
Same.
So I've got the softest
feet. You become immune to it, I suppose.
Yeah, you become immune to it. Yeah. After a week, if you walked around with bare feet after a week, you'd be sweet.
Is that right, Josiah?
Yeah, every summer, by the end of summer, I can run on rocks.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I walked to the beach, Port Melbourne. The other day, a piece of glass went in my foot, and because of summer, I've got them tougher. I didn't feel it. It just came
Tony
out.
Tony Robbins?
Yeah.
Walking on fire or whatever.
But
is that him?
In winter, though, the glass is going straight in. It just gets tougher.
Oh, I like soft feet, though.
You are a not well.
Yeah. I'm gravel toes just over here.
Just in is fine.
Michelle so in Tarnit. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, great, Michelle. What's happening at Werribee Plaza?
Pacific.
Well, we've got the Flano Mafia.
What? Who's that?
There's 3 guys that walk around the Werribee Plaza and have done for about 20 years in their flannelette shirts, their gold bling and their King G pants.
Oh, I want to see the Flano Mafia.
I thought that was just most blokes in Hoppers. I'm from Hoppers. I don't know. I didn't know there was a name.
2 decades.
Yeah, they've been doing it for many years, many, many years.
So is it the same people or is it just passed down generations?
No, it's the same 3 guys that have been doing it.
Do they sit down at all or they just do laps of the plaza?
Oh, they generally just do laps and then now and then you'll see them sit down on the new couches that are down there now, but yeah.
Couches at the... What? I haven't been to Pacific in a while. It went from Werribee Plaza to Pacific. And
yes,
it's very fancy, and there's a big, almost Game of Thrones wall out the front, the big white wall. It's changed a bit.
I love the flannel and the gold chains. I really want to see the Flannel Mafia. Does anyone get a photo? Could they send it in to us? Michelle, you don't have to.
Don't you do it, Michelle?
Yeah, actually, because you've mentioned the word mafia, maybe don't take photos. I don't think they want a Facebook page. thanks for that, Michelle. Isn't this interesting?
Different cats getting around, isn't there?
Yeah, they really are.
It's intriguing. Like, I want to go hang out with the walking man.
Just I know.
Pick his brain. Like, why? Why would you get around with no top, in the rain with no shoes?
Why don't we do that? Why don't we we send you out to try and find him?
Okay. We turn to you real quick.
101.9 The Fox.
Genius hack to share with people. If you have kids, if you don't, if you're going to, if at some stage you're with a child and you have to go into a shop or a shopping centre, you're going to know that they're going to ask for things.
Yeah.
And I'm right in this sweet spot, particularly with Daisy at the moment. And we just gave away our $100 Kmart voucher. Well, I can't go into Kmart at the moment without a meltdown over a toy that Daisy
Man,
wants.
I was there 2 days ago. No, on Sunday. Oh, mate, the toys in Kmart.
I've got a great life hack.
Ridiculous. I brought a Barbie, you know, the Barbies at the changeable Barbies. Mate, they are intense. They've got like 50 different ornaments inside. That is a lot of rubbish.
Rubbish or good product?
No, the rubbish that are in it. Like, it's a big box and there's 50 different things in packages. And I'm like, God,
well,
I regret buying this.
Here's the thing. It can be difficult. And I find even sometimes I need to go in. Even the supermarket, they've found the toy aisle.
And they put all the lollies at the front.
I know. And they're putting really decent toys in supermarkets. Like, go back to just like a little, you know, 60-cent stuff that you can maybe get away with. Mm. Anyway, a mum has shared this genius hack, and I am going to give this one a crack.
If it's longer than two letters, it's wasting everyone's time. Here's your hack. No. The end. No. I've sorted it. No need for the article. No.
Well, read it to me because I don't say no.
Well, it's what follows, which is just the begging, the meltdown, the crying. So this mum has said,
you don't get to the begging, the crying. You give it to them straight away.
Yeah, but no, I simple. No, I don't want to. I also think that you make things special. Like, so I'm right about, because Daisy's birthday is at the end of June. So right now, if she wants something, I go, for your birthday, that goes on the list. But this mum has stepped that up a level. And so when her daughter says, "Mummy, can I have this Elsa doll?" She takes a photo. She says, "Let's take a photo of you. Hold up the Elsa doll and we'll send it to Santa." So apparently the child gets really excited. So they go, "Ooh." And then you take the photo. They're smiling, holding the Elsa doll. And then you go, "Look at this. Now we send this off to Santa and that's now on your list."
Yeah.
They pick up everything, you still have to buy them everything. And you've got to buy it at a later date.
Do you think their memory works like that? Are they going to remember? I'm just saying yes.
I reckon.
Like if Daisy's watching a TV show, sees a commercial, we're driving past a shop. Can I have that? I keep saying for your birthday. Like I've promised her about 500 things for her birthday, knowing she'll never remember.
Okay. She will, right? She will.
Well, I'm worried she could actually.
100% she will. Mm. So where's my Elsa doll that you said that you're going to get me? She'll say it for sure.
Yeah, she will.
That's why you just
actually
buy it. And then they're happy. Happy kids, man. You want happy kids. And
Doesn't all
my kids are great. Yeah, no, I've given my kids everything from whenever they were born, and all three of the eldest ones, teenagers, are great kids. There's a lesson there.
Is there?
Give.
But don't you think if they get everything they ever want, they're just not going to learn, how to work for stuff things or... Like the brain chemistry, if you just keep going, chocolate.
My 15-year-old works on the weekends. They all work. They know the value of money.
Yeah.
They just love being given stuff from dad. Oh. And that's the bottom line.
See, my kids will do the same, and I'm going to save heaps of cash now. Yeah. Not buying them things.
So I'd rather spend my last 50 bucks on my kid's toy than myself.
Same, but what about this one, Fev? If you can't afford it, like it's fine if you can, but if you can't afford stuff that your kids begging for?
Then it's got to be a no. Then they'd understand.
Then what? But toddlers can't.
Well, they know.
Take a pic. I like this. I'm back to this hack. Yeah, take a photo, sending it to Santa.
All right, see how you go.
Okay.
Get back to us next week.
101.9 The Fox.
Oh, we are in the middle of this.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick, nicknamed detectives. 13, 10, 16. Call now. Time for us to play nicknamed detectives.
With the Nickname Detectives, we try to get to the bottom of how you got your nickname. Kylie in Geelong. Hi, Kyles.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good. Right. What is your nickname?
It is Potts.
Got a big tummy.
No.
Is it beer related, like pots of beer?
No.
Hang on, guys, I've got something.
Surname?
Surname.
Is it anything to do with your surname?
No, nothing to do with my surname.
What is pots and pans? Pans.
Is it? Not
quite. Oh. Are you a plant girl?
Oh!
I am, but that's not the reason.
Potting mix?
No. Not the potting mix again.
No, yeah. It was last
what's your what's your boyfriend or husband's name or girlfriend's wife's name?
Aaron.
We've got to say them all.
Yeah.
You can't just say one because people go, oh, God, yeah, not inclusive. Aaron, what's his last name?
Potts.
His name's Campbell.
Okay. Potsy.
I've had it since I was little.
Something to do with Happy Days. Potsy from Happy Days.
No.
Yeah.
Did you just Did you just dig into the garden when you were a little kid?
No.
Did you go into play in the kitchen and pull out all the pots?
No.
Oh, for Leon's saying we're out of time. It's not fair. I reckon we'd get there, though. Okay, you've beaten us, Kylie. Why are you called Potts?
Okay, so when I was younger, I used to love Bill and Ben, the flower pot men, and I used to yell, Potts!
Oh.
So I've had that nickname ever since I was little.
That's cute.
Bill and Ben Bill the Flower Pot.
I never watched. I've never seen them.
Technicolor Dream. Is that that? Technicolor Dream Coat?
Joseph?
I reckon we could have had an hour and wouldn't have got that.
Yeah, we wouldn't have got that. Kylie, you got us a beauty. That's no good. That's a bad start for us. It can only go up from here, hopefully. Amy in Burwood. Hi, Amy.
Hello.
Amy, what is your nickname?
Pebbles.
Are you small and round?
No.
Bam Bam?
No.
Pebbles. Oh, yeah,
did you eat
good.
Pebbles in the driveway as a little kid?
No. Sand, yes. Pebbles, no.
Pebbles. It's a great name.
Pebbles is a great nickname.
Pebbles, Pebbles. Where do you find Pebbles, guys? In the? Did you eat Pebbles?
No.
Literally.
Did you just ask that?
That
just,
almost word for word.
She just.
Too focused.
Amy, did you eat Pebbles, Bunny?
Oh.
Hey, Amy, what's your last name?
Oh, hold on.
Cleary.
Pebbles. Did a pebble get stuck in your shoe?
No. Happened to the best of us,
yeah,
though.
Pebbles.
God, that'd be the worst nickname if you had a pebble in your shoe once and now you're Pebbles. Boy, you're a boring unit.
I love Flintstones. Is it anything to do with the Flintstones?
No.
Oh,
I think I already said that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. I was going back to the well because I just think.
It's... Amy, did you ever eat Pebbles?
Wow, that's a good one. I had to come up with that.
Leon's saying we're out of time again, which is so unfair, Amy. I just feel like another one we could have got to.
If this is when you're a kid, when
what is it? Why are you Pebbles?
I was on a night out with my friends and we were discussing our bowel motions and obviously I get a bit constipated sometimes and unfortunately it's stuck with me ever since.
Little kangaroo poos.
Pebbles.
Is that what she meant?
Yes.
That is great.
Funny and it got a laugh from me, but never been flatter in this segment. We have been smashed, guys.
Yeah.
That's two. We've we haven't even got close to.
We'll get the next one.
Okay, thank you, Amy. You stumped us. Heather in Diamond Creek. Hi, Heather.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Heather. We need a win here. We really need to figure out why you got your nickname. What is it?
It's Thunder Thighs.
Massive quads, surely. Massive quads?
No.
Did you? Oh.
What?
Oh, can you? Did you open a jar of jam with your thighs?
No.
Is it anything to do with thighs?
No.
Oh, wow.
Thunder thighs.
What's your surname?
Well, I'm not supposed to say that on air, am I?
Oh, no, good point. Is it anything to do with your surname?
On the lamb?
No.
Okay, it's nothing to do with it. Come on, guys. We've got to do
out.
This. No, Fev,
honestly,
jump in.
No, Fev and I had the exact same thought.
If it's not your quads, it's not really thunder thighs.
Thunder. Anything to do with Thunderbirds, the TV series?
No.
Thunder. Come on. Did you get caught in a thunderstorm?
No.
Anything to do with a thunderstorm?
Thunder thighs is your big quads. That's what thunder thighs means.
No.
Did you say when you were a kid?
It was when I was a kid.
Oh. You had little chubby thighs?
No.
Wow.
Did you, little baby, you go,
did you hit everyone's
no.
legs? And that,
no.
Oh.
Heather.
I don't think we've ever gotten to
it. I reckon we've got it. And it's just got to be.
It's got to be fun. It's
Heather,
be
you
thighs.
Forgot why you got your nickname. I apologise.
Heather, apparently we're out of time again, which is, this is the worst ever edition of Nickname Detectives. Heather, why are you called Thunder Thighs?
Because when I was a kid, I was a tap dancer and I used to walk around with the heaviest feet. So they called me Thunder Thighs.
We're not angry at you, Heather. Like, that's a good nickname and well done. We're angry at ourselves.
We are so flat.
That is flattening. I mean,
Fev and I, when we heard Thunder Thighs, Fev and I were like, we're on.
At least we'll get one.
You know when you see a run into the open goal, go the big torp, try and kick it over the roof, just goes out on the full?
We kicked it backwards.
Heather, Kylie, Amy, everything you did was great. We let the team down then.
Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Bev and Nick are the team you can trust to keep you laughing on your drive to work. And Burbank Homes are the national builder you can trust. Search Burbank Homes today. 101.9